Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that would guarantee you taking your body, your mind, your training, your eating habits to the next level, what would that question be? All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your training? Where are you now right now with your bodybuilding efforts? And what is that next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements, if you want to start training, eating, getting that body that you want effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what it is you want. So getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what you want. The answers that you're looking for will seem to come out of nowhere. It'll seem like magic where actually they're not. It's just that you became specific and those answers came to you. So think about what it is you want, and those answers may come to you right here, right now on this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. This Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science. Visit the AST Sports Science website at www.ast.com, www.ast-ss.com. AST Sports Science, sports nutrition products. They're the inventors also of the MaxOT training program, Maximum Overload Training. Sign up to get free access into this extensive training program by going to the AST Sports Science website. This show is also brought to you by Bodybuilding.com, health and fitness nutrition products and supplements. And there's tons of information for you to take your body to the next level, so visit the Bodybuilding.com website. Also, Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great-tasting sports drink with electrolytes, B vitamins, and zero calories. Powerade Zero replaces lost fluids without replacing the calories that you just burned while working out. Finally, there is a zero-calorie sports drink, Powerade Zero, zero calories, zero limits. And Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by the Manformation Show and the Manformation website at www.manformation.com. Alpha Male Strategies that will transform you into the man that you really want to be. I do a talk radio show during the week that deals with these subjects. Perfect complement to you developing the body that you want in the gym. So visit the Manformation website, www.manformation.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter and visit the Manformation board where you can communicate with ambitious men, like-minded individuals taking their lives to the next level just like you. So visit the Manformation website at www.manformation.com. We have a caller on the line, Mike. Mike, hello, Mike. Let me get you on the line. Mike, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Mike. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, for those of you who are listening, we're doing something a little special this week and over the last couple weeks. we are doing a personal phone consultation. I've been doing phone consultations for over 15 years as I've been writing for the Muscle magazines. I'm a six-time national champion. You can visit all the things that I've done, all the books that I've written, the DVDs that I have to offer, at my website at www.skiplacour.com. And one of the things that I've done as I've been taking my body to the next level, as I've been climbing up the ladder in the bodybuilding world, gaining more and more knowledge, is it's been a real passion of mine to share my knowledge through my writing, through the magazines, again, through the website, DVDs and books, and fielding literally thousands of emails throughout the year, coaching, mentoring bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, and with phone consultations. So I get that one-on-one contact with them over the phone, in addition to seminars and different group type of settings that I've done. And what I do is I break it down. I use my 25 years in the personal development field, motivation, goal setting workshops, all the things that I've done and work with some of the top motivational speakers in the country. And I tie that all in with the basics of training and nutrition and the mental strategies in the gym, and start a coaching program. That's what I do a lot of the day. I coach like-minded individuals just like you, bodybuilders from all different levels, whether they've just been training for a few months to quite a few years, and just regular fitness enthusiasts. Because I'm a bodybuilder, it isn't that the only people I can effectively help are people who want to enter a contest someday, although I can easily do that with the experience that I have. It also makes it easier for me to handle the challenges of the everyday person, the person just trying to gain a little bit of muscle, or maybe just want to stay in shape. They got other things in life taken care of. That's what their new focus is. So all different levels of health and fitness, all different levels of bodybuilding, the extensive training that I've had, coaching and helping people of the world. And so what this segment and during the last segment, I took on one of these sessions that I normally charge $300 an hour to do, and I thought it would be a great experience not only for the person doing the phone consultation with me, for all of those of you out there, because one thing that I have learned is that your experience is is often the same experience of many other people out there. And whether you're listening to the show live or through a podcasted version, if you're listening to it on your iTunes library, this process that I'm going through with Mike is often very helpful to everyone else out there. So that's how we're doing it. Let me give you a little bit of Mike's background. You can podcast last week's show to see how we started the whole process that we're going to really get into specifics today. We're going to really get Mike on an action plan. So Mike is from Vermont. He's 37 years old, married. He has two children, 675 pounds. He's been training for 10 years, but admittedly, he's been training for about 1 year consistently. He does a Max-OT training program, maximum overload training. It's more on more intensity, heavy training, less volume of training, less sets, less reps, more intensity, heavier weight, that most effective way to pack on the muscle in that shortest period of time. He was looking for some mentorship. He wasn't quite sure if doing that over the internet would work, although there's a lot of information out there. So he decided to take advantage of this program that I was offering on the radio show. He's 37 years old, and he has a sense of urgency that he's not going to accomplish his goals. He lined out all of his measurements for me and things like that. And basically, what we did last week is I wanted to change his mindset on a few disempowering beliefs that he had. And those are beliefs that aren't necessarily true, meaning I can do this, I can't do that, this is important, that's not important when it comes to bodybuilding and training. And as his coach, as his mentor, the first thing I need to do, again, those beliefs are disempowering, meaning that they may be true, they may not be true. But if Mike believes them to be true, and there are things that will inhibit his progress and his mental progress, his physical progress, if he takes them on and believes them to be true, they're going to be true. And disempowering means having those beliefs aren't going to serve him. So the first thing that we did is I wanted to tell him that 37 years old definitely was not too old to accomplish goals, definitely to get in shape. 37 is, you know, I talked about how I won my sixth national championship at 41 years old, and he definitely doesn't want to go to that level. That's not important to Mike. But just to know that the human body can, the more effort you put into it, you can look great. He can look fantastic. 37, he can be the greatest. He can train for 1 year. How we line him out today, be consistent, be focused, enjoy the process, and he can be the most in shape physically, hardest, dedicated trainer, best-looking physique of any 38-year-old in Vermont, if that's what he really wanted to do. So 38 years old is not an obstacle. I also share with him the fact that I didn't even start training consistently like he is until I was 27 years old. So just using that as just a reference, a mindset reference, that you can accomplish a lot more than you think you can. And it really doesn't matter compared to whoever, it's you compared to you. And it starts off with one great day of eating and training at a time, stacking that into a week, into a month, into 6 months, into a year. And it's all about you being the best you can be, because you'll always find someone out there who is better, who is more in shape, who is stronger in the gym. And at the same time, you always find the vast majority aren't even close to your level of development, your level of understanding of bodybuilding and training, your level of discipline in the gym. And the fact of the matter is, if you're focused, if you're disciplined with the whole lifestyle of training and eating and integrating that into a productive life, if you do that for a couple of years, I can guarantee you this, there'll be a very small percentage of people who take that level of consistency who would be above you, and the vast, vast majority of people will be below you. So it's all about being your best. Mike was really detailed about his measurements, about how much, how many inches his arms were, his legs and things like that, even his weight, body fat percentage. I talked to him about last week how that is not important. Bodybuilding is an illusion. You can look great, fantastic, defined, ripped, have an admirable physique, and it's an illusion that you create by developing each muscle group like a statue. And you can have a lot, keep that body fat percentage down, show the details of the physique, the muscles, and you'll look great at a less of a body weight because you have that less body percentage, rather than having a larger body percentage, have bigger measurements, let's say, on your arms, but the physique doesn't even look even at all as good as that person who is more in shape. So I told him to not concentrate so much on the measurements, to not even measure himself. Don't even get on the scale. Don't even take out the tape measure and work on the disciplines on a daily basis that he needs to know, and what he weighs and what, however many inches on his arms, let's say, that's what it should be, and that's how he builds that statue and becomes the best that he can be. We also went over some specific questions like rep speed, overtraining, cycling reps, and things like that. And if you want to learn more about the details, this will be great for listening to the two shows for those of you out there listening, to see how this process all works and how you can apply it to your own, and learn from Mike's experiences and Mike's questions, and Mike's shortcomings and his strong points, and see how that applies to your life so you can use his experience to help take yours life to the next level. Okay, so Mike, let's first talk about how you processed this past week of everything we talked about. What did you take away from that? How did that empower you? Did it bring up more questions? Are there any things that you wanted to clarify after our talk last week?
Actually, it pretty much clarified everything. It definitely helped empower me knowing that, you know, my age isn't going to be an issue. it does still give me a little bit of a sense of urgency, which, I mean, in the long run, I think it's a good thing because it makes me train a lot harder than I ever have.
Now, what, our coaching session gave you a sense of urgency? Is that what you're saying, or the age?
No, it's, I guess, you know, my age being 37 kind of gives me a sense of urgency to, you know, to train really hard because, you know, I am getting older. You know, but I definitely, you know, it gives me a lot, you know, after having the coaching session last week, it gave me a lot of hope. So.
Okay. I want to talk about that sense of urgency. And again, Mike, this is going to be helpful for you. And this is also going to be helpful to everyone listening to the show. Look, we do not change. We can say, oh, I want the magnificent things in life. I want to have this great body and things like that. Sometimes we get inspired to make changes, to get disciplined, to do all the things that we know we should do. Usually in life, we don't make the changes until we feel enough pain. Pain, pressure, angst, that I'm letting time slip by, or I just look disgusting, or I'm so much better than this. We are more driven to avoid pain than we are more pulled to go for pleasure. And that's something that a great motivational speaker, personal development coach, Tony Robbins, says. And I do believe in my experience is that very true, my personal experience and my experience dealing with people all over, whether it's the coaching sessions that I do on the Manformation Show, which is general life issues, or it's in the bodybuilding and training. You know, we all can visualize, we can all see how great our bodies would think and all the things that we think that would bring to us, but we usually do not make changes in our life until we feel pain. Sometimes it may not be pain as far as really taking our training to the next level. It may be pain in other areas of our life that make us grab towards and really become great at, just say, bodybuilding and training. Or we get really focused on our job. Or we really do something about different parts of our life. It's pain that drives us. Can you identify with that, Mike?
Yeah.
So, you know, being in this world of, you know, stress-free, no pressure, you know, sometimes that tends to be what we shoot for as a goal. And let me just tell you something. That's when you wake up 3 years from now and realize, Mike, let's say, that you actually did nothing for your physique because your body, your bodybuilding and training, because you kind of took the pressure off. You kind of said, well, that's okay. I look pretty good, or I got other things that are important in my life. And before you know it, you're 40 years old, and that big 4-0 creates the pain. And you just let 3 years go by. So not only Mike, those of you listening to the show on this live or podcasted version, think about what it is in your life. If it's not bodybuilding and training, what is it in your life that you know you're really not happy with? You know you're not satisfied with? If I put you in the future 10 years and nothing changed, you have the same lack of attention to it, the same lack of work ethic, all the things that you've been suffering in your life, it continued on for 10 years, what would that area of your life be? Because what Mike's brought that up is that sense of urgency, that angst, that little bit of pain that our coaching session brought up to him, his age brought up to him, that he better start doing something now. My point is that when you avoid angst and a sense of urgency and pain and stress, what you do is you don't use that powerful force to help motivate you to actually change your situation. By you rationalizing and by you minimizing its importance or telling everybody how it's not important, lying to yourself that it's not important, all you do is waste time and you waste that tremendous force of angst and pressure and stress to push you forward. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. Well, who wants to be full of angst and stress and pressure? Well, it's all managing it. You don't want it to have so much that you overwhelm yourself, that you get immobilized, that you don't do anything. You have to find that balance. You have to find that balance. And let me just tell you something for everyone listening out there, whether if you want to enter your first bodybuilding show and year after year it goes by, you've been training good, people tell you you look great, and you're never going to enter that show, and as time slips by, or it's you want the career of your dreams and you're not doing whatever that takes, that's going for the promotion, working harder, taking that after work course, putting in the extra time. Whatever it is for you, and time is slipping away, you got to look yourself in the mirror, apply some pressure. The pain that you put yourself through, the pressure that you put yourself through, will change the quality of your life finally and get that handled. So then you can go on to your other problems or challenges in your life. So pain, pressure, sense of urgency, angst is your friend when you learn how to use it. It's your friend. It's something that will motivate you, so do not avoid it. So that's good that you're looking at it that way. And you're actually taking action, and that's the most important thing. So I wanted to talk about that. So other type of thoughts from our consultation last week, Mike? Anything else? How was your training this week? Was it any different?
It was every week I try to, you know, like you've said, I've tried to step up every workout and make it more intense, whether it's feeling the exercise a little bit more, being able to increase the amount of reps that I do, or increase the weight that I use.
Yeah.
Let me
ask you something about that. That's a great mental process, continual growth, always shooting for that next level. What's your plan on doing that? So what do? Do you write those things down? Do you kind of chart them out? I mean, or do you just say, okay, this week I'm going to really concentrate on feeling the muscle? How do you go about that next level for you?
What I've been doing, I keep a journal. And then
that's great.
After every workout, I sit down and I go over the workout that I just had. And I try to be honest with myself. Like if I think on my squats that I could have gotten one more rep, then I write down, you know, that I could have either used more weight or I could have used, you know, I could have done another rep. And then I write that down. So the following week when I'm doing squats, I shoot for that one more rep. I shoot for that extra 5 pounds.
Right.
That's what I've been trying to do this past year, is really, you know, step it up and push myself.
So what Mike does is that he assesses his workout. He honestly assesses his workout right afterwards. Discipline thing. Now you have this training journal. So is that for sets and reps and all your routines too? And then you write those notes in it, or it's just complete. What's in your training journal?
My training journal is, it's my entire workout for the past year. And every week, like I said, every day, actually, after I finish my workout, I write down notes to myself. If I didn't think that if I'm, you know, doing bicep curls and I didn't feel it as much in my biceps, I thought I felt it more in my chest or my shoulders, or maybe my form wasn't as good as it should have been, I always try to write little notes after my workout, because I'll end up forgetting by next week. So I try to write it down right then and there. And then when I make out my workout program for the following week, I go back and you know, transfer those notes to my next week's workout, so I don't forget. And I read through it before my workout.
Okay. Now, that's a great process, just being conscious of something. You know, Mike's very detailed in his approach. I can hear some of you out there saying, oh, you know what, that seems like a lot of work. Man, it's just about training in there, just getting there and training. You know, I guess that's true. You know, 90% or whatever of what you do is just getting in there and doing it. If you're great at something, I don't care if it's you're great at your job, you're great at networking for business, or you're great in the gym. Whether you realize it or not, what makes you great is you think about it more than other people. You put more attention, you put more focus on it. Maybe you don't do it in a formal way, maybe you're not even conscious of it. I guarantee you, if you're great at what you do, you focus and you think about it a lot more than other people do. All right, so Now, you can take this as far down the rabbit hole as you want. When I was striving to be a repeat drug-free national champion, I did whatever I could to become the best I could be. And if you go to my website, you order my DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. I mean, not only does it have a whole week's worth of routines where I do the voiceover and tell you everything I'm thinking, saying, doing, whatever it is I do in the gym, you get to really climb into the mind of a champion throughout a workout. I also have an hour-long seminar on nutrition where I break down all the mental, physical, and the actual strategies when it comes to nutrition. Then I have assorted tips. And one thing is that Mike's talking about right now that I talk about is how you go about taking your workouts to the next level. And he talks about a training journal. He talks about, you know, first of all, coming to the gym with a plan. Everyone should go to the gym with a plan, and a plan that was devised before you get into the gym when you can't let your feelings take over. Well, I'm not going to train legs today. It's a plan that was devised weeks ago, a training with the sets, reps, order of exercises. Everything is all planned out. That's one part to a journal. Okay, that's one part to it, and then documenting what you have done. There's a certain power in that, definitely a lot more than someone just showing up to the gym and training the way he feels. The second thing about it, what it does, you get mentally prepared for what you have to do. There's some type of consistency, and so you become more mentally prepared, whether it's a conscious decision on your part or not. Other thing is when you write down your reps, what you actually accomplish, you become accountable for what you do. I mean, look, if there's a champion inside of you, if there's someone driving inside of you, you're not going to want to put down, oh, I only did 5 reps on something you know that you should have done more reps or a heavier weight. So knowing that you have to write it down, you have to write it down on your training log. It makes you more accountable. Those are simple steps to make you more focused and more accountable for what you do. And then what Mike's done, he's taken it even further. Now, I'll tell you, if you write down, hey, I did 5 reps at whatever weight, that's one thing. That's great, okay? There's a certain level of focus that will help take you to the level just by doing that. Definitely what would be more effective is to review last week's workout, the last time you did that body part, before you even start training this time. So it isn't like you use a certain amount of weight and then you do a certain amount of reps and then you look back on your sheet and notice that last week you had more weight on the rack and you did more reps. Isn't it probably definitely more important to have that in your mind, what you did last week, so you can build upon it? You look at those records that you took to set the goals for this week. And so that was what Mike has done also. Now, the third level to this is making notes. Like Mike said, I could have done more reps. I did too much talking. I took too much time. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about my work day or personal problems, making notes of the whole things. Now Mike writes these things down. There's a power in writing things down rather than just thinking them. When you write them down, they say that you learn at a more efficient rate. Like if you're listening to a seminar or a speech, maybe you're listening to this radio show right now. You can listen to the information and say, hey, that's a great idea. I need to apply that to my bodybuilding training. All right? And you just think about it. There's more power if you just write it down. Okay? I will start assessing my workout right afterwards. Okay? Even if you never even look at those notes ever again, your mind will take on those thoughts in a more effective manner just by writing it down. So remember that, and that's what Mike does. The whole point is you assess what you did, you become honest with yourself, so you make sure it never happens again. Now, there's one thing, Mike, that I want to ask you about. And I go, like I said, if you order my DVD, it's so much more than training. It's so much more than nutrition. There's so much of this personal development and motivation and steps, action, strategies to take your training to the next level. Do you reward yourself? What if you did something great? Do you make those notes too, Mike?
You know what? I usually don't.
And I could tell that, again, with my experience dealing with people, the tone of your voice, how you laid out that scenario. See, you've got to do that. You have to cement in all the things that you do well. The biggest tragedy, and I say this over and over again, the biggest tragedy is someone has shown up to the gym, they're doing their workouts, they're planning out, they're giving themselves great effort, they've been doing it for a full year, and they're winning the game. The problem is they think that they're losing because they don't take stock that, hey, look, if you show up to the gym on a consistent basis, you're probably in the top 5% in the world who has that level of discipline. 95% of the population only wishes they could have your level of discipline. That puts you in a very special company. So whether you should add one more rep on your squats or whatever it is you're assessing and critiquing yourself about, you're so far ahead than everyone else. And you need to cement all those great things that you do in and recognize them so that you build momentum. And also, you know, make sure you do it again, all right? So I want you to, and if you watch the DVD Packing on Muscle, I go through a process. And the process is I start off by asking myself as I assess this. And whether you do this mentally, for those of you listening to this show on this live or podcast version, whether you do this just mentally, taking a minute right after your workout to think about this, or you actually write it down like Mike is doing, you go through this process. If you ask yourself, what was great about this workout? See, Mike, I don't know if this is true of you. This is true of most people. Anytime things happen, they can, whatever it is they do in their life, it doesn't matter how good it is. The first thing we tend to do as human beings is we become too critical. Yeah, that was great, but I should have done this. I should have done this. And I can guarantee you, Mike, if I were to talk to you after your workout, and I was your coach, and I was there right afterwards, and I'd say, Mike, all right, now we're going to go through this process. The first thing I want you to do is tell me what's great about this workout. Your mind would probably have trouble, if you're like most people, figuring out what was great. You might think of one or two things, but I would ask for more and more and more because there's probably 20 great things. I showed up on time. I was focused. I was really appreciating the moment. I could probably draw out 20 things that were great about the workout that if you really took in, you really took in it on and felt it on a gut emotional level, you'd have so much momentum, so much power, so much enjoyment, so much fulfillment with your bodybuilding and training. How can you not get better and better at it and do this consistently? What usually happens, you'd probably identify one or two things just because I forced you, and then you would start saying, but, and then you'll think of 20, easily come up with 20 things that weren't so good. That's how the mind tends to work a lot of times. And it's mental conditioning, just like with your cardiovascular training, back when you first, before you were just getting on a regular program, the amount of effectiveness or efficiency during your cardiovascular, when you didn't have your wind, you didn't have your stamina, I mean, it took practice, it took exercise, it took, you know, a discipline to actually build up to the level that you're at right now. The same thing that goes with your mental habits, your mental champion-type habits, which make you a stud in the gym, who gets what he wants and develops the body that he wants. It's a process that you'll have to work on just like everything else. You'll get better and better at time. You'll build stamina. You'll get better at it. And so, but the first few times, you'll just go to exactly what you're conditioned to do, and that's find out what everything that wasn't so great about your workout. So I want you to go through this process every time that you go through your workout. And that's, I want you to force yourself to ask, what was great about the workout? What else? What else? What else? Come up with at least 10 things. I don't care if it's that, you know, I got a compliment from this stud guy in the gym who says I've been really progressing. Or a girl says, wow, you're really looking good. Or you just felt great just to be in the gym. You were just really appreciating the moment. You know, to getting one more squat or breaking a personal record as far as weight is concerned. Or you were tremendously focused. I want you to come up with 10 things before you go on to what wasn't great, okay? Did you write that down? That's something I want you to implement right away, Mike, okay?
Yep, absolutely.
I want you to just focus that. And if you go to my website. Get the Packing On Muscle Max OT Style DVD. I go through that and a whole lot of assorted tips. Everyone out there, order that DVD. I guarantee it. That is packed with so much information, so much well worth your investment. If you've been listening to the talk show over these months, if you like my style, if you think I've got an effective way of teaching, you're going to love that DVD. So go ahead and order that today, and you'll get this tip along with a lot hundreds of others throughout it to really break through the mental part of this, because everything in life becomes mental. We know the specific strategies. We know what to do. We just can't get ourselves to do it. And that DVD is packed with so many of these mental strategies that you picked up from the show and a lot more. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do as you assess your workout, you're going to force yourself to think of 10 things that were great about it, what was awesome about it, all right? Then I want you to go to that helpful process of putting that pressure on yourself of finding the things that, you know, that you could improve upon. And I want you to say what was terrible about the workout. I want you to say what wasn't perfect yet. The way you use words becomes perfect, because what you do is it allow it in your mind that there is room for improvement and you will eventually get there. So what was great, what wasn't perfect yet, okay? And then the third most important process is how can I make this whole thing more enjoyable, all right? What would have to happen to make this process more enjoyable? Personal records, every single workout, just to be totally in the moment, totally focused, get a good sweat, I don't know, whatever it is to you, all right, I want you to think about how you can make that process more enjoyable, how can you have more fun with it, all right, to block out all my distractions of maybe family problems or work problems. If I can do that during my workout, that would make it more enjoyable. Okay, so it's a three-step process after your workout, Mike, and that's what was great. You're going to force yourself to think of 10 things, and when your mind starts giving yourself two great things, and then it starts going, oh, yeah, but I just thought of a negative thing. Block it out of your mind until you're a whole 10 of what was great about it. And then what wasn't perfect yet? Again, the terminology. What wasn't perfect yet? Telling your brain that even though I didn't do that one more rep, yeah, I'll eventually get it, and think about those things. And then how can I make this process more enjoyable? Because if you're not enjoying the process, it really doesn't matter how big your muscles are or how lean you are or how strong you are in the gym, even how often you show up. If you're not enjoying it, you'll eventually quit this, all right? And if you think about that, Mike, over your 10 years of your stop and go, you didn't find a reason why this was so enjoyable to you, that, and you're going to condition your brain, just like exercise, how to look at this whole process of training, okay? Does that sound helpful to you?
Yes, it does, absolutely.
Okay, and these are one of these type of strategies that over time, it's going to just massively help you physically as well as mentally and emotionally. And it's going to be a year from now, you are just going to be in awesome shape. You're going to be in a groove. You're still going to be striving for that next level. You're not going to be totally satisfied, but you're going to look back and say, wow, I've come a long way. It's a strategy like the one that I gave you right now that you're going to implement starting with your next workout that's going to launch you to that next level. The thing about it, it's going to happen in the back of your brain. It's going to be marinating, and it's going to be driving you and propelling you and aiding you and assisting you to that next level. It's just that you're not going to know it on a conscious level, all right? But the fact of the matter, it is. A year from now, it's a strategy like that is going to be so instrumental in your progress, even though you may not appreciate its moment. So make sure you follow through, whether you can feel it happening or see it happening or not. Have that faith. That's what's going to be an integral part, an important part of taking you to the next level, and that physique that you have a year from now. All right, so what I want to do in the time we have left, we have about 20 minutes left, Mike, is I want you to start you off with some daily disciplines. And for those of you who are listening on the show, is they're baseline standards. There's things that you do every single day that create a great bodybuilding and training day, or if you're not necessarily a bodybuilder, a health and fitness day. Okay, I work with so many people on so many different levels. I may work with the competitive bodybuilder who wants to become a national champion. Well, he'll have a certain set of daily disciplines or baseline standards. Then I have the guy in the gym who just wants to train more consistently, build a little muscle, look great at 37 years old, lose a little body fat, work that into his family life and his work career. All right, but he's pretty darn serious about it. Then I have some pretty sedentary, maybe professionals who, you know, they really don't even, you know, being in the gym 5 days a week isn't something that they want to do. They just want to be more healthy and fit, and they'll have a certain set of disciplines. So, Mike, I know you're familiar with this process. You kind of referred to it a couple of times. So tell me some things that you do slam dunk that are pretty, you don't even need to think about anymore when it comes to working out. Do you work out How many days a week do you work out, Mike?
5 days a week.
Work out 5 days. Do you 100% of the time do you train all 5 days?
100%
of the time. Okay,
yep.
So that's a slam dunk. So I don't have to say, make sure I get my workout in, because Mike's already, he's already graduated past that. And this is the value of the one-on-one personal coaching sessions. And again, if you're interested in a coaching session like this that we'll do on the radio, email me at skip@skiplacour.com. Send me your information and details, why this is important to you. Sell me on yourself. Persuade me, influence me to have you on the radio and get this type of $300 an hour coaching and design it just for you. So Mike, what the value of it again is that I don't waste my time telling Mike things that he's already way past that level. So Mike trains all the time. Mike, do you show up to the gym all the time the way that you should? Meaning that do some now I know you work from home, work out from home. Sometimes you let the kids or work in the way and your workout gets postponed and now and throws off your timing, or are you in there at the same time when you should?
I'm actually in there at the same time. I work out in first thing in the morning.
Okay. So that's great. So again, this is what the value of personal one-on-one coaching is. Mike doesn't need me to say, hey, work out, make sure you do your workouts. He doesn't need me to tell him to work out at the same time because he's got those down. He's starting at a higher level. Now, again, that businessman that I told you about, I've got to get him to just work on that. His daily disciplines would be make sure you work out your 3 days a week, make sure you start your workout at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. all the time. So we don't need to do that with Mike. Do you eat? How many meals a day do you eat, Mike?
I eat 5.
Okay. And are those, do you always eat 5? Does anything get in your way? And sometimes you only eat 4 or 3?
Sometimes I only eat 3.
Okay. So I can tell you right now, eat all 5 meals would be one of Mike's daily disciplines. And we'll all line this. I'm just kind of brainstorming with you here right now, Mike. When you do eat your meals, do they have scheduled times? Are there, like you have your workout at first thing in the morning? Are all your meals, do they have scheduled times? Do you always eat at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.?
I try to eat once I have my workout and I have my breakfast. And it's not always right on scheduled time, but I always try to eat every 3 hours is what
okay.
I'm doing.
Okay, number one is you don't, as Yoda used to say in Star Wars, there is no try, there's only you do or you don't do, okay? So don't even use that language of even trying. What
okay.
I need you to do, Mike, is that, so what time do you work out in the morning?
I work out at 7.
7 a.m., okay. Now, is that always at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, it's always at 7 a.m.
You're always working out at 7 a.m. And
yeah.
The reason why that's important is that, if Mike gets lazy, he always does his workout, which is great. But sometimes if it's 8 a.m. or 8:30 or 6:30 or whatever it is, you see how he lined it out? He eats every 3 hours depending on his first meal after his workout. If he doesn't work out at the same time, all his meals are going to be thrown off for the whole day. All right? Now, he has a life, he has a job, and he has kids and a family. A wife, he's got other responsibilities besides just training and eating. And at 3 o'clock is the time to pick up his kids, let's say from school or, whatever it may be, 6 o'clock. He's got to do that. But if he trained at, 8 a.m. and that threw off his meals and the meal was scheduled for 6 p.m., well, now he's got a conflict. He's got to think about this in advance. The more things in life that you can, where you always get up at the same time, you always train at the same time, you always eat at the same times. That's structure, that's baseline standards, that's discipline. Now, look, again, we talked about that stress in life, that stress that propels you forward, that pressure. Look, I know that always making yourself get up at the same time and train at the same time and eat all 5 of your meals at the same time is a certain amount of stress. It takes preparation, it takes planning. Again, there's a certain amount of stress that if you push yourself under, you create those standards for yourself, that's what makes your life better, okay? It makes your life, your training better, your body look better, your whole life setup better. there's a certain amount of pressure you have to put yourself through. And when you can welcome and enjoy and willfully take on a certain amount of stress, your life will be better. So we're going to put that stress on the mic so he can do that. A lot of times, too, is when you take on stress, it may seem like you're burdening yourself, okay? When you look in the mirror and say, look, I am so fat and out of shape, I've got to get this handled, that's stress, that's pressure, that's uncomfortable, that's an uncomfortable feeling. Thing is, you take that on, you don't resist it anymore, you don't rationalize it anymore, you put yourself through that pain, how long can that last before you actually start doing something about it? And when you start doing something about it, you'll feel better. If you're fat and disgusting and you look in the mirror right now, or you can't get yourself to the gym, and you say, I'm finally going to do something about it, and you take on that pain, how long are you going to take on that pain before you actually start showing up to the gym or start eating right? Maybe it's just one meal at a time. Here's the thing is that amount of intense pain that you put yourself through, that pressure that we talked about, that I'm saying will drive you further, it's not going to be at that level of intensity forever, all right? It isn't going to be until you lose that last bit of body fat you're going to feel this amount of pain. It's when you start doing the things. You create this list of daily disciplines. Mike felt so much better just by going through the process of this phone consultation. He was well on his way to becoming that man he wanted to be, to have that physique that he wanted to be. So all of a sudden, because he took action and he's following through, all of that pain and pressure that he allowed himself to feel is already leaving it itself. The great thing about these daily disciplines that I'm setting up for Mike, and when you do it for yourself, is, again, you don't have to have the greatest physique in the world before you start feeling the effects. When you start feeling the effects? When you put your head on your pillow after that night and you created 7 daily disciplines for yourself and you know you slam dunked all 7 out of 7. You feel great about yourself, even though all the body fat isn't gone or your life hasn't totally transformed. So you created a plan, you took on the pressure and the stress, and you slammed up, you did what you needed to do, you're going to feel great. Then the more days you do that, the better you feel. So that pain, that angst that you've been avoiding has been your friend when you know how to manage it. And it will subside when you start doing the daily disciplines, like I said, that we're going to line out for Mike right now. So, Mike, we don't necessarily have to do this right now, but I want you to create slam dunk, never vary from times, because again, there's no try. There's just you just do, all right, for those meals. Can you tell me what times those are with you right now? You start training at 7. What time do you wake up every day?
6 o'clock.
Okay. What do you do in that? What do you do from 6 to 7? Is that family stuff?
Yeah, it's family stuff. Getting kids ready for school and off to school.
Okay. Now,
And then usually a half an hour before I train, I do take the
pre-workout.
Yeah, I take the VP2 and the creatine.
Okay. All right, so you're pretty consistent with that. You train at 7 a.m. What is your first meal?
My first meal would be around 8:30.
Okay, we're gonna make. We're just gonna say it's gonna be 8:30. When would your second meal be?
It would be at 11.
And that's provided that you ate at 8:30 like you're supposed to. When would
right.
your third? When would your third meal be?
2 o'clock.
And meal 4?
5.
And meal 5?
It'd be around 8 or 8:30 usually.
Okay, we're just going to put 8:30.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're gonna eat all 5 meals. Okay, you're going to eat all 5 meals on time. And now, when I say on time, I'll give you a 10-minute window. Now, I'll give you a 15-minute window. So that means that meal 1, you're supposed to eat at 8:30. If you eat it by 8, you've started at 8:45. We'll consider that on time. Okay, I got to set you up to win, right? I can't be so strict with you. So we set up these standards, and then you, oh man, it's 8:40, and I ate, you know, my whole day is blown. I can't go a 7-for-7 day. You know, I'm not going to be that strict, but I'm going to create that sense of urgency in that deadline. All right. All right. Cardio, is the cardio part of your program?
I had been doing cardio, but I haven't been doing it for the last month.
Okay.
And
that's so
I definitely want to incorporate back into my training.
Okay. You will. Okay. And so cardio, how much cardio do you do? How long is a session for you?
I was actually doing 20 minutes.
Okay.
On a recumbent.
And again, you know, one thing about this, and for everyone listening out there, Mike, we're going to set up you with some daily standards. I mean, there was a time where you probably couldn't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was 6:30, sometimes maybe 7. Maybe there was a time in your life where you couldn't even train 5 days. You weren't consistent with it. And then you took yourself to the next level. When I set up these standards for you today, and then you just get used to you succeed far more than you fail, then it's time to add some more, okay, that take it to the next level. At the same time, there's some that can drop off. You know, for example, there'll be a time where you always eat your 5 meals, you never, because you've made it such a priority for 2 months after we set this up today that you just always will eat there. That isn't something to concern, just like training for you at one time. That was a big deal to make sure you got into the gym or you worked out 5 days a week. Well, now it's not a problem. You've graduated past that. And with the standards that I set up for you today, you'll do the same thing. But we'll do it after you get these basics ones set up, all right? And that's important. And the reason why I say that is, and I picked it up from something you said before, is if you just kind of randomly do this and say, okay, well, it's the beginning of the week. This week I'm going to feel the muscle more, all right? And then next week I'm going to make sure my workout's an hour. All right, well, what happened to the feel of the muscle? Do you feel the muscle and work it on the hour, or did that feeling of the muscle really become part of your habits and part of your thinking before you graduated to something else? Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
yeah, you have to do this in a systematic fashion. You have to wait till it becomes a part of your everyday thinking and your everyday training habits before you bring on too many other things. Because you don't want to abandon one for the other. You want to wait till all your training habits, that particular becomes a habit. Like, for example, let's go back to your training. Before, you were very inconsistent. And then you said, okay, this week I'm going to train all 5 days. All right? And then you do that. That's great. But then the next week you say, well, now it's time to take to the next level. Next time I'm going to feel all the muscle. Okay, well, you still may be having a challenge getting to the gym all the time, so it's not time to graduate to another daily standard or taking it to the next level. Taking it to the next level for you is to get more and more perfect, more and more refined, more and more machine-like with the daily disciplines that you have set up. So I'm going to just – this is what I can basically set up for you right now that I know that would take you to the next level. And they're simple. They're nothing – you know, it's not nuclear science. It's nothing that is so gosh darn complex, Mike, that you can't do. At the same time, it's something that when you do it, and you do it over a week, over a month, over 6 months, I mean, you're going to have an amazing physique, and you're going to enjoy the process. You're going to be fulfilled, okay? So 5 days a week, and I assume that's Monday through Friday training, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to wake up at 6 a.m. That's your first discipline, all right? I think what I'm going to add to that, because of your family responsibilities, you probably don't, you're not like a single guy who can sleep in or whatever. You probably wake up at 6 a.m., but what I want you to do are the daily disciplines that we're doing for you right now. I want you to have it near your alarm clock and just quickly scan it, quickly review it, okay? So you wake up at 6 o'clock, and then right next to your clock, you just review your health and fitness, your bodybuilding disciplines for the day. Just scan them over. Just preview your mind to the day ahead. Just refresh your memory, all right? So wake up at 6, review your bodybuilding and training day. All right, does that make sense to you, Mike?
Yes.
And it's this list that we're compiling. So that's your discipline number one. Sounds very simple. Very simple and effective. Things don't have to be complicated to be massively effective. Okay, you're always going to be training at 7 a.m. I'm going to write that down just because it's part of your day, even though you have no problems getting to the gym. But I want you there on time because, again, all your other meals are set up that way. Now, we have your meal times, 8:30, 11, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8:30. Okay, I'm not going to – so your third discipline is to eat all five meals because you had a challenge with that. Okay, eat all five meals. Discipline number four would be to eat all five meals on time, and then you give yourself that 15-minute window. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, I am going to just backtrack a little because of cardio we need to incorporate. All right. You're going to schedule 3 days of cardio a week for 20 minutes, okay? All right. And pick those out. I don't care if it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't care if it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. What it is, you're going to do 3 days of cardio a week for 20 minutes. All right. And so discipline number three, as I backtrack, will be execute planned cardio session. Okay?
Okay.
So if you don't have a cardio session that day, then you don't do it. Obviously, if you do, you do. Okay? And
so
then...
when would be the best time to do cardio if I work out in the morning?
Well... Now, if we go by the Max OT program, all right, the most efficient time to do cardio is separating it 12 hours from your scheduled, you know, training session, your weight training session, okay? You know, that being said, if you're not doing it right now, your family life, I want you to do it for your heart, your health right now. Can you do it in the evening if you were to schedule it, or is that going to be too ambitious for you right now? Again, I'm setting you up for success and not failure.
I could actually do it in an evening. That's not a problem at all.
Okay. What time would you do that? That we can do it on time?
Probably any time. It would have to be after 6.
Tell me a time.
8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 p.m. is your cardio session 3 days a week on 3 days that you decide, okay? All right. And then I want you to review your day. And you can do this with your life, you can do this with your bodybuilding and training. I just want you to go through that. What was great about today? What did I do great? What wasn't perfect yet? Again, we talked about just like in the gym, you assess your day. You'll do these strategies, these standards, these baseline standards more effectively when you make yourself accountable at the end of every single day. All right? What wasn't perfect yet? And then how can I make this whole process, you know, integrating this into my life and, this whole bodybuilding and training process, how can I make it more enjoyable? Okay, so here's your day. These are your disciplines. All right? Number one, you will wake up at 6 a.m. and review this when this becomes a podcasted version. Write this down, review this session, get ready to start tomorrow morning. Wake up at 6 a.m. on time. And as you wake up, these disciplines that we're writing down right now, you'll just scan them through. So you're mentally preparing yourself for the day. All right?
Yep.
So you're going to review your day. All right? Number two, you will train with weights at 7 a.m. Number three, you are going to eat all five of your meals. Okay. Number four, you're going to eat all your five of your meals on their scheduled time that you have determined, and you're going to give yourself a 15-minute window. All right. You're going to execute cardio three times a week, 20 minutes, on the days that you set. Those are going to be at 8 p.m. All right. And then number six, at the end of your day, you're going to review your structured day. All right. You're going to ask yourself, what was great? Take yourself through that process. What was great? Focus I enjoyed it. I was on time. I slam dunked it. All right. I got it done. What wasn't perfect yet and how to make it more enjoyable. All right. So those are six daily disciplines that will launch you with their consistency. Now we're coming down to the end of the live show. So thank you for joining the show. Visit my website at skipflacour.com and listen to this on a podcast version because Mike and I are going to continue for a few minutes. Have a great day. All right, Mike. So now we're just going to just wrap this up. So you see how those are just six steps. I mean, it's more than just six easy steps because they're integrated all throughout your day. But how you can see that going six for six every day, how that's going to launch you forward, especially as time goes by, right?
Right.
And not to mention the whole process of being on track. Now, those six, hopefully, you know, those six after a month or two will just be such a slam dunk thing. But I don't want to add more things. You know how you are randomly adding things to take you to the next level?
Right.
You know, always strive for that, but don't make those standards or put too much pressure on yourself. I want these to become so ingrained in who you are. And again, it's like before when you couldn't get yourself to the gym, but it got ingrained. You demanded yourself to train in the gym 5 days a week. Where now, it's always going to happen. Slam dunk. Nothing's going to get in your way. That's no longer a challenge for you anymore. Okay. I want all these six things to become that for your life. All right. Before we start integrating, and you're not that you do them 100% of the time, every single day. It's just that you do them the vast, vast majority of the time. And then we'll start adding other things to that. All right? Now, does that make sense? Can you see where if you did these six for six things that are really more than six for six things because eating those five meals during the day, I mean, that's five specific action strategies for that day. But if you can put your head on your pillow at night and say, bam, I did all six for six of these things, can you see where there's physical, there's mental, there's emotional things that are all involved. The physical things are the actual things like training, the eating, and things like that. The mental things are reviewing reviewing the day you had planned before, assessing your day at the end of the day, all right? The emotional things are, you know, that you set up and you know how well you did, whether there's more pressure. I only did, four out of my six today. Are awesome, man. I did six for six again today. Those are the emotional things. The emotional things are like always ask yourself, how can I make this more fulfilling, more enjoyable? Okay, that's the last part of the assessment process. Well, I'm going to pump in some music or I'm going to play this podcast it over and over again while I'm working out because I'm going to hear so many things that I didn't catch when I was live on the phone or the first 10 times that I heard it. All right, I'm going to listen to this podcast while I'm working out. That'll make it more enjoyable. Or some of my favorite music. Or, I'm going to remember the times when my wife said, damn, you're looking good, Mike, or whatever it is. Those are all emotional things that are all involved in this. It's a physical, it's a mental, and it's an emotional process. So doing these six for six things, can you see how you're just going to just turn this lifestyle, your physique, your whole life to the next level by just doing these six things every day?
Yes, I can actually. Yep.
All right.
Go ahead. Huge difference.
Yeah. Well, this is just the process setting up in your mind. And then it's going to all about execution. Because I'll tell you something, Mike, and I can also talk about, personal experience. Maybe not, it's something I totally wanted, like to win a national championship. But these same strategies work everywhere in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They work everywhere in your life. All right? So you can know what to do. It's just that you can not actually follow through, right? And so
right.
That's what's important. This is just the first process, the part of the process, and now it's all about execution. That's what I'm here for. You can check up with emails. We can follow up on this consultation in a month. I want you to just do what you know what to do, execute, and we can follow through. At the same time, we can establish new standards. Now, there's a lot of things I could have added to this list, no doubt about it. Make sure you drink, a half a gallon of water a day. Make sure your cardio session is a certain level of intensity, or you break personal records while you're weight training. There's so many more things that I could have added to this list. All right, I could have made it very complicated. The thing about it is I want you to always be conscious of those things anyway. Start making those goals. Start, doing those things. It's just that when you randomly just add so many disciplines and so many standards, half gallon here, personal records here, well, all of a sudden you're no longer 6 for 6 anymore. You're 6 for 8. And let me just ask you something. In a mindset frame, is it better to put your head on the pillow going 6 for 6 or 6 for 8, would you say?
6 for 6.
But here's the point, though, is that whether you went 6 for 6 or 6 for 8, you still have the net same thing of doing 6 things well, okay?
That's true.
So really, in reality, you just are the same body. But here's the difference is, and again, this is how you use your brain, because one argument might say, well, you were really striving to have a whole half gallon of water, even though you only drank a quarter of a gallon. You set that standard and put that pressure on yourself. And even though I didn't set personal records like I wanted to, just the fact that I was striving for them made me shoot for a higher level. But I would say I definitely can see your point. I'm just telling you from my experience with working with literally thousands of people, they'll usually not enjoy the process. They'll start slacking. They'll eventually quit. They'll have frustration and overwhelm, even though they still were 6 for 8 because they focus on the 2 things that they didn't do well. And that's just how the brain works. That's why I want to systematically add in 1 or 2 new strategies, okay? So you're going to go 6 for 6 for a long time. You're going to be conscious of things like those personal records, come on, and the water and everything like that. I just don't make them mandatory because but I want you to constantly think about those. And then when you have these 6 for 6 down, maybe I'll add 2 more in, or maybe I'll have you add 2 more in, but not until these 6 for 6 are down. But I guess the point that I'm making is, yeah, consciously think of all those things that you can improve upon. You know, you can always do that with everything. Just don't make it where you're going to disappoint yourself if you don't do it, and you're going to be empowered by doing your 6 for 6, all right?
Okay.
So do you have any questions for me, Mike, about all this?
I mean, you've gone over everything. All the questions that I did have, you've answered. And I had some stuff that I was a little confused about, but
And here's the thing about, and this is what I do with all of my coaching. You notice how I didn't talk about the specific theories about training these amount of reps versus these amount of reps and things like that. Things that you traditionally, maybe how you used to in the past, or you see these young guys all the time who get so confused and overwhelmed about different training methods, where in actuality they don't do these disciplines like you've done. They get overwhelmed with the details. See, the thing is, when you do this 6 for 6, like we've talked about, all the details will take care of themselves, and then they'll be in proportion. Because this is what creates a physique, you showing up to eat on time, to train on a consistent basis. You know, the amount of effort you exert in the gym, obviously that has an effect, but it has far less of an effect by you just showing up every day, that mental durability. And then things like, you know, rep range or form or these type of details, when you get the 6 for 6 down, those type of things are even less important too. Does that make sense? And can you see where getting caught up in the details just causes confusion and overwhelm? And they are indeed details, because these are the things that you need to focus on. And when you get these things down, it really doesn't matter if your form is perfect in the biggest picture, okay?
Yeah, so that's the thing that I was most confused on is, you know, you read so much about rep ranges, rep speed, rest periods, all that stuff.
And when you get into nutrition, the timing of your meals, the breakdown of protein, carbs, and fat, which is the best protein source? Is creatine good for you? Is creatine bad for you? Does it really do this? What if I took my 2 supplements at the same time? Well, I heard it negates their effect. Okay, here's the deal, Mike, is there some value? I mean, can I get here and can I just talk to you for a half an hour about rep ranges and all the different theories of what they can do? Look, the magazines, the websites, you know, there are people who are at that level of understanding. Okay, and the difference, but you know, really deciphering which three different theories or rep ranges are best for them are really important to them. It's only really all that important is when you have all that 6 for 6 down. Okay, but the thing is, the magazines have to write about something. You know, I'll tell you this: if I really wanted to change the lives, the bodybuilding and training, health and fitness. Lifestyles of the masses, the majority of people, all right, I would just do this over and over and over again, just what I've done with you for the last 2 weeks. Over and over and over again, I'd talk about it more, I'd do more stories, more analogies, I'd just teach the same thing over and over and over and over again, okay? Because that is what will launch most people to the next level, and they'll figure out the rep ranges once they got these things down, because you know what does the rep range really matter if you don't show up to the gym on time?
Right.
What does the rep range really matter if you don't show up to the gym on time and you're only eating 2 meals a day? Okay? You know, training means nothing if you're not eating right. Okay? Right. So when you do the 6 for 6, you'll figure out the rep range. You'll be comfortable with what you choose as far as a strategy to go with. See, that's the problem here is that people are focused on those details. They don't know about the basic foundation that I set up with you. They're not eating very well. I don't care how much you squat or squats good versus leg press or this or that. You're not eating very well, so it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what those details are. You don't have your 6 for 6, your basic baseline standards set up. So whatever you do, you're never going to find the right answer because they're all not going to work or they're going to work to varying degrees. All right. So, like I said, the analogy that I would use is if I wanted to help out the masses, all I would talk about every single bodybuilding and training show would be just what you and I had talked about over and over and over again, one person after another, over and over and over again. But, Skip, what about rep ranges? What about the percentage between protein, carbs, and fat? Well, what's the best fat? Is it flaxseed oil or eagle oil? Or I heard avocado is good. I've heard nuts are good. You know, look, I could talk about all those things in great detail. But again, what would I talk about 95% of the time? Exactly what you and I had talked about over the last 2 weeks. That's what's going to make people, you know, they'll figure out all that other stuff. Or they'll see it's lack of importance later on. It's right. The basics, the details, the disciplines, the lifestyle structure. It's enjoying the whole process like you and I have done in the last 2 weeks, Mike. That's going to launch everybody to the next level. Now, again, if I wrote a magazine and I just did all this over and over again, first of all, it wouldn't be a monthly publication. It would just be basically a book or a journal, right? Because it's the same thing over and over again. So you see where the magazines are, okay? They have to provide new, fresh, interesting information that it validates the advertisers advertising their magazines and also validates the customers to buy it every single month, okay? If they wanted a book on bodybuilding and training, they'd go to my website and buy my books and DVDs. At skiplacore.com. But, you know, does that make sense?
Yes, it
does. Here's the problem is the magazines are doing their job. They're running a business. They're providing you with new information. They're giving the consumers a reason to buy their magazine every single month. And when they do that, their circulation numbers get very attractive. Then advertisers want to put their ads in their magazine and pay them lots of money. And the magazine business does well, and the businesses are there to make money, right? Now, that's the plus side. The downside is that where 95% of people need to concentrate on what you and I have talked about over the last 2 weeks, they get thrown off track. They get caught up in the details about the sets and the reps and the different protein versus carb versus fat percentages on their diet. So I understand the confusion. I understand the misdirection from both ends, why the you know, the magazines do it, and why the guys out there, people out there, get all confused, all right? So that should set it up for you, because I can tell you this, Mike, you do these 6 for 6 for 6 months, and someone says, hey, Mike, you do 4 to 6 reps, like Max OT says, and this was one of your questions last week about varying rep ranges, but, you know, I really heard this scientific study. I read it in this magazine, and they tested muscle tissue, and 8 to 12 is optimal. You know, you're just going to look at that person, and you're going to look in the mirror and say, Well, my 4-6 is working great. What's the big deal? I don't care. That's going to be a detail because you have such a strong foundation. And that's what everybody needs to learn. Everyone needs to learn that when your mind, your daily disciplines, your execution, your emotional state is positive, all those little details won't matter. Definitely they won't matter as much as your overwhelm is making you think. All right?
Yeah, I've never.
Any other questions as we wrap up, Mike, or any other comments?
Basically, I just, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for this opportunity. And
well, you're very welcome, and thank you for sharing your experience with everyone listening out there.
Yeah, and I've never had it explained to me like this, and it makes complete sense.
Awesome. Awesome. So take this information, execute it like I know you will, and make sure you call back from time to time and let everyone know how great that you are doing, so that inspires them to make sure they do this themselves. All right, Mike?
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Hey, thanks for joining the show, everyone. Listen to the Manformation Show on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com. Check out that complete package of all my books and my DVDs. I have it at a special price. You want to take on this level of bodybuilding and training knowledge, and you want it right now. I've spent years compiling this knowledge, this experience, and then putting it down in the information. Become a student. Become a master of all of this bodybuilding and training. Instead of bumbling around, maybe you'll be doing this 3 years from now, maybe you won't. Become a student. Get all my books. Get all my DVDs. Get in that attractive package. Go to skiplacour.com. Order it today and become a student starting tomorrow. Take notes. Break it down. You'll learn from my experience. And, when you hear me on the phone, and like Mike said, he hasn't ever had it explained in this manner, well, that's just 18, 19 years of complete focus, complete passion, breaking it down, driving myself to the next level, putting myself out there on the Internet. After just maybe 5 years of training, when my level of knowledge was probably better than most, but nothing what it was like now, but I put myself out there anyway. I feel that thousands and thousands of questions, had hundreds of phone consultations, read tons of material, worked with some of the best minds in bodybuilding, and put it all down there for you in the books and the DVDs. And now you can condense my 18 years. I'll tell you, if you go to work, you take notes, you go to school with my package of my DVDs and books. I mean, you read it, you study it. You fall in love with it. You become passionate. You're a student, like I said, and then you work on mastering it. You can condense my 18 years of knowledge and experience down to 2 years. All right? I went up through all this pain and suffering. I took the time to all write this down just for my love in it, then before turning into a business, how it's all outlined. You can get 18, 19 years condensed down to 2 if you're committed to doing that. So go to my website. Thanks for listening to the show. Listen to the Manformation Show. And visit the Manformation website at www.manformation.com. I'm also always curious on your thoughts, your opinions, your comments. How can I make this show better? How can I make you better? So email me at skip@skiplacour.com. Again, visit my site. Click on the AST link. That's on my front page. Check out their nutritional products. We can work out a program with you when you order those supplements from my site, that I can set up these free phone consultations with you live one-on-one, and we can do that off. So email me if you're interested in ordering AST Sports nutrition products from my website and then setting up a monthly phone consultation program just for you. And it's basically you're getting credit for the supplements that you buy from the site, from my skiplacour.com site. When you buy AST products from there. So email me about that, skip@skiplacour.com. I can set up any type of coaching program specific to your needs. If you want to go every week, every month, I have different price schedules that I can all work out with you individually. So have a great week, and we will talk to you again listening to this show, Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Show, next week.